This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Celtics tonight continues from back North Garden. It's the Celtics and the Los Angeles Lakers. It is mere moments from now. First of all, our conversation with the head coach, Doc Rivers, brought to you by Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare. With your choice of doctors and hospitals, Harvard Pilgrim is worth a closer look. Visit harvardpilgrim.org for more information. Is there anything useful or worthwhile to take out of last night's game other than a reminder that it is the cold and flu season?
Not much. You know, again, you know, decent effort, obviously. I try not to get down our guys. They are playing hard, and they're doing as well as they can in a lot of cases. But it keeps adding up the losses, and it's tough for everybody to go through this. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, every time they play, you're hoping that they learn and they get better. I think they do. It's a two steps forward and one step back every night thing for us.
Since I imagine you have tried everything else you can think of, does the specter of franchise infamy work as a motivating factor, or are we past all that now?
No, I think we're – I don't think, you know, unless it's a one of wins, and even in that, I don't think that does a lot for players. You know, the bottom line, especially when it's one like this, which is not a good record to have, players, when you play and when you coach, when you get on, you know, in the fray is what I jokingly say sometimes, that's the gamble you take. You know what I'm saying? And if in a year from now or 2 years from now, Gerald Green turns out to be what we hope he's going to be, and Al keeps improving, and Delonte, and we become winners, then this is going to matter, you know? But if it doesn't, then it's something we'll remember and be ashamed of.
Looking at the foul trouble, a guy like Jamal Tinsley got your guards in last night. I'm sure Celtic fans had a rough night of sleep wondering who was going to guard number 24 tonight. You probably did as well. Does this, at the start anyway, become basically a 500-level course for Gerald?
Yeah. Smash, crash, and angry Kobe he will have to guard tonight as well, which I'm actually hoping helps us in some ways. But it's a tough assignment. You know, you need two things to guard Kobe. One, you have to be a very good offensive player. I've always thought that, because you can't let Kobe store energy on one end. And so it's nice when you can make him work and run him off screens and get him active. The second thing is then you have to be a good defender. So that's a tough one. It's a tough assignment. It won't be only Gerald, obviously. We're going to try to give him a lot of help.
All you need is Paul and Tony, and you're all set.
Yeah, that's about right. That's why we've played them pretty well over the last couple of years, and that's why tonight, you know, it's going to be tough to play Kobe. Somehow we have to beat the team.
People see the highlights on SportsCenter, but not a lot of people, I'm sure, are staying up late watching these games. And Lamar Odom, I think, fell into that category, the group of players who came in so young that when they didn't score 30 every night right away, people turned away from them thinking they were disappointed. But, boy, forget the crucible he has had to endure off the court this year. He has really just turned into a very good pro.
He's a really good pro. I mean, you can make a case that he's close to all-star. He is an all-star, in my opinion. He does so many things. And what he is the perfect fit for the triangle offense, because he can handle the ball at the three or the four position. And he's tough, such a tough matchup. He can shoot threes. He can post. He can handle the ball and take you off the dribble. And I think he's a perfect complement. You know, he reminds me of the Scottie Pippen type of complement for Michael Jordan in Chicago.
How much does the opponent matter right now?
I think it does. You know, we want to win, and so everybody's the opponent, you know, obviously. And every game has meaning for us. But you put the Lakers in front of young guys, you know, some of these guys, Rajon, this is his first time probably seeing Kobe Bryant in a building, you know. So that will have some meaning to it. Hopefully it means enough to get us over.
Now hopefully he won't be asking for autographs. The coach brought to you by Ski Market with convenient locations throughout New England. Celtics and Lakers next on the WRKO Celtics Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.